We're going to go into our feature, Where Are They Now? On Rise FM Lunch. It happens every single Friday. We try and find out where people who perhaps would have had hits in the country are now. The artist we're going to be chatting to today had a major hit back in 2022, featured on a song by Saw Metrics, Mina Nawa. Her name is Mashudu, and she joins us on Rise FM Lunch this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Mashudu. How are you doing, my loving?
I'm good. It's just the network because I'm on the road.
Where are you off to, may I ask?
I'm going to Northwest now.
Go dira gala eng ko Northwest o ya gae o performa go go dintsang?
Ah, go performa, so let's take it a bit off.
Oh, how is the whole deal of having to come up with an outfit? I mean, I take it you're quite busy now with performances, and every single time I've never seen an artist wear the same outfit when going to a performance. How hectic is that process of deciding what to wear?
It's very hectic. It's very hectic because you have to come up with something new all the time. What? So for me, it gets a bit hasty.
Do you have a stylist?
I don't. I actually style myself. But there's a girl that does my makeup and everything else. So she kind of suggests something sometimes if like I'm really, really out.
You know, it helps. It really does help. So joining us on the line on Rise FM Lunch for Where Are They Now is Mashudu Mushwewu. She is an award-winning vocalist, an African vocalist. She's a singer, a songwriter, an artist, brand ambassador, social media influencer, and to top it all off, the Queen of Amapiano. Are you receiving this title, Queen of Amapiano? Or are you thinking like, hey, man, I need a bigger one?
Hi, maybe I'm the Miss Landlord. I receive it, but I'm the landlord. I see this. Miss
Queen of Amapiano.
Yes.
My love, your song with Saw Metrics, 2022 was the release year, right? And we hear now is sitting at over 50 million streams on platforms where you distribute your music. How do you make sense of 50 million as an artist featured on a song? What does it mean to you?
It means so much to know that actually people understood that song in the same way that I wanted them to. Because when I wrote it, I was at a phase where I was manifesting the relationship that I wanted through a song. So people think I was actually talking about my feelings at that moment. Okay. But it was actually like having a situation with someone and like wishing things would be that way Mina now it was.
Are you still with that someone?
Like for me, it was phenomenal.
Are you still with that someone?
Yes.
It worked. But one of the most important questions we wanted to ask you, since the release of Mina Nawa in 2022, between then and now, what have you been up to?
I've been traveling. Yeah. Meeting new people. I've been... I also worked on a project with Saw Metrics as well, which I released last year in November. I also currently released a single today, which came out today. So I've been making music, creating music with different people, the likes of Kabza, Kelvin Momo, just making good music.
How's the album doing so far? Is it too soon to say how the album is doing if it was released in November last year?
It's doing very well. I'm very grateful for the 2 million streams. I think people are supporting me a lot and I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Let's talk about the struggles from you now being featured on a single to releasing an album. Any struggles you want to share that you experienced and how you maneuvered your way out of them through the music industry? What are those?
I feel like... there's a lot of challenges in the industry. I feel like having a good management is very important. Also having knowledge about whatever you sign, because I think a lot of artists struggle with case contracts and everything like that. But I had a challenge with releasing my own music. It came with a lot of challenges, but I had to learn about how to maneuver through that, get good management, and get myself
back on track.
Yeah, I hear you. And who do you run to when you experience these struggles within the industry? Is it, I mean, Solmetrics comes to mind. You've worked with them quite a bit. Is that your go-to person whenever you experience something you're quite uncomfortable or don't really know how to approach?
Yes, I think he's my go-to person, but there's also Tycoon. And
nice.
Gabza also. I know, like, when I need something, Gabza shows up for me. So those are, like, my three go-to people.
Proper. Yeah. Not even one. Three go-to people. Your biggest dream in music, just in closing our conversation, Mashudu, what do you see yourself doing? The biggest thing you think, if you reach that point, that would have been your milestone?
I feel like my biggest milestone would actually getting a chance to do music with Black Coffee or traveling and expressing music with Black Coffee. I think that would be my biggest milestone because I've always wanted to work with them.
Yeah.
And besides this, yeah.
Does he know this though? Have you told him? Have you DM'd him? Have you said anything of the sort to him, to Black Coffee?
No, I haven't.
But I'm hoping.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
So the single that you said... what did you say? Sorry, I missed that.
No, I just said I hope he's listening to this conversation.
You know, if only. We really hope. Spirits, everything, power, all of it connected, that it receives this conversation. Abakwazi, is this a single that you're releasing today?
Yes, it is.
Who's on the song? Is it just you as Mashudu? Are you featuring anyone on the single?
I'm featuring the beautiful Nia Pearl, the amazing Makanj, and Yamia.
Nice. So we're going to play it from Mpumalanga for the very first time on Rise FM. But once again, Mashudu, thank you for coming back onto the radio. Really wanted to have this full conversation with you. Wishing you all the best with your performance this weekend, yeah?
Thank you very much. Thank
Have
you.
Have a great one, mommy. That's Mashudu joining us on Rise FM Lunch with hashtag Where Are They Now? Her surname, Mikimuswewu. You'll find her on a single with Solmetric, Simina Now. She's back. A new album released last year in November. A brand new hit single released today. Playing it for the very first time in MP. This is Mashudu with Abakwazi.